kind of makes your head spin, this $30+ trillion debt we got. I can remember back in the day when we had a debt. It took 11 years to pay off $24,000 for our shack's mortgage. But when we did, we vowed never to incur another one. Not for a car, for credit cards, for a plasma TV, not for anything. Just stop paying interest on money we didn't have. Trust me, there were times the money ran out, like halfway through building our house, when a loan looked like the only recourse. But we just stopped buying lumber for a while until we managed to get enough to continue. And yeah, I know, a lot of folks have to feed their kids, pay for college, all that stuff. So we count ourselves lucky more than smart. This past month, we've been enduring the continuous chatter about hitting the national debt ceiling, that point where the federal government cannot borrow another dime and sets off all kinds of mayhem. The GOP is suddenly alarmed by the $31 trillion we owe and want to cut back on spending for increasing the budget of the IRS or welfare programs. The Dems want to spend more on those, but pay for it with rolling back the tax breaks the Republicans under Trump gave the rich and the corporations, which of course added plenty to the national debt. Wasn't troubling then, but it is now with the Democrat Biden in office. I'm all for a balanced budget, probably even for a reduction in the national debt. Most folks are. The issue really isn't balancing or reducing, it's how we get there. Neither party thinks we can cut anything from the military or Social Security. Medicare is pretty much off the table, so that leaves, not a whole lot of places they can cut. Welfare programs, school lunches, Medicaid, stuff that helps the poor, what we call a safety net. Of course, we could raise taxes. I know, verboten, especially raising taxes on the rich. You know, the folks we gave tax breaks to under the last regime. But we probably won't, and if you need proof, consider that part of the deal this week was to cut money from the IRS. Sure don't want auditors probing the tax filings of the rich or the corporations. Sure don't want to collect money from those folks, even if it might help bring down the national debt. Maybe the poor ought to call up their banks and their credit card companies, tell them, no way. Are they going to pay one more red cent on their loans until the government does something about cutting down that national debt? And further, maybe they should demand that those same banks, those same credit card companies, and all the corporations who are bilking the IRS because nobody's checking the hen house, only then will they pay one thin dime. I know, kind of a fantasy.